Hey, I'm Jacob.
And I'm Heather, and this is the AI Papers podcast from Pocket Pod.
Today, we're diving into a fascinating mix of AI research that's pushing the boundaries across digital creativity, robotic manipulation, and video understanding.
From Blender Alchemy's smart design space search in 3D software to Stylus's tailored image generation, these papers are reshaping how we interact with technology.
And let's not forget Ag2Manip's advancements in robotic tasks, DressCode's text-driven fashion design, and PLLAVA's breakthrough in video captioning. It's a lineup that promises to spark innovation and curiosity.
Exactly, Jacob. Each paper brings something unique to the table, showcasing the incredible scope of AI's potential. Ready to dive deeper?
Absolutely. Let's get started.
This podcast is brought to you by Pocket Pod, the only place to get podcasts made just for you. Imagine getting a daily news podcast that greets you by name, tells you your weather, and an overview of your day, and then stories you actually care about. Head over to pocketpod.app to sign up today.
Today, we're diving into a paper titled Leveraging Vision Language Models for Intelligent Design Action Search in Graphics Applications. The researchers tackle the time-consuming process of creating high-quality scenes in graphics design software like Blender.
Absolutely, Jacob. Designers often spend countless hours repeating operations like connecting material nodes, making automation quite challenging. This paper introduces a system that uses vision language models, VLMs, such as GPT-4V, to intelligently navigate the design action space to meet user intent.
Exactly, Heather. The system includes a vision-based edit generator and state evaluator, which work together to determine the correct sequence of actions. Inspired by human visual imagination, it incorporates imagined reference images from image generation models to provide visual grounding for abstract language descriptions.
That's interesting. So essentially, it uses AI to mimic how designers think and visualize changes before applying them. This can automate tasks like editing procedural materials from text or reference images and adjusting lighting configurations for complex scenes.
Yes, and the empirical evidence suggests it can handle simple yet tedious sequences effectively. While it may not revolutionize graphic design overnight, it's a significant step toward reducing manual labor in digital content creation.
Definitely a useful tool for streamlining workflows in movie production and game design, where time is crucial.
Hey everyone, today we're diving into a paper titled Stylus Efficient Adapter Composition for Custom Image Generation. It's quite fascinating as it offers a cost-effective method to generate high-quality tailored images by using fine-tuned adapters instead of just scaling up base models with more data or parameters.
That's interesting, Jacob. So what exactly does Stylus do differently?
Essentially, Stylus addresses the problem of matching prompts with relevant adapters. Adapters are essentially small modules that modify the output of a base model to fit specific tasks. Instead of manually selecting and combining these adapters, which can be cumbersome given there are over 100,000 customized ones with poor descriptions, Stylus automates this process.
Okay, got it. And how does it manage to do that?
Stylus uses a three-stage approach. First, it summarizes adapters with improved descriptions and embeddings. Then it retrieves relevant adapters based on these summaries. Finally, it assembles the most fitting adapters by checking how well they align with the prompt's keywords.
That sounds efficient. What about its performance? How was Stylus evaluated?
They developed something called Stylus Docs, a curated dataset featuring 75,000 adapters with pre-computed embeddings to evaluate its performance. On popular Stable Diffusion checkpoints, Stylus achieved greater clip-fid Pareto efficiency and was twice as preferred by humans and multimodal models compared to the base model.
Impressive. So in terms of real-world applications, this could significantly streamline creating custom images for various industries without hefty costs or extensive manual intervention.
Absolutely. It makes high-fidelity image generation more accessible and scalable across different domains without needing massive computational resources or intricate manual tweaking. Jacob, we're looking at a paper titled Ag2Manip, Agent Agnostic Representations for Manipulation. This research tackles the challenge of teaching robots to perform novel manipulation tasks, which currently face issues like domain gaps and sparse successful task executions.
Heather, interesting. So how does Agtuminib address these hurdles?
Jacob Agtuminib introduces two key innovations. First, it uses agent-agnostic visual representations derived from human manipulation videos. By obscuring the specifics of different robotic embodiments, it enhances generalizability. Second, it abstracts a robot's kinematics into an agent-agnostic action representation that focuses on interactions between the robot's end effector and objects.
Heather got it. And how well does this approach perform?
Jacob. In empirical tests across simulated benchmarks like Franka Kitchen and ManySkill, Agtuminib showed a 325% performance increase without needing domain-specific demonstrations. Ablation studies confirmed that both the visual and action representations are crucial for this success.
Heather, that's impressive. What about real-world applications?
Jacob. When tested in real-world scenarios, Agtuminib improved imitation learning success rates from 50% to 77.5%. This demonstrates its effectiveness and generalizability across both simulated and physical environments. Jacob. The paper we're discussing today is titled Dress Code, a Text-Driven 3D Garment Generation Framework. It focuses on creating 3D digital garments from text descriptions, which is pretty novel in the realm of garment digitalization and virtual human creation.
Heather, so how exactly does dress code work? What's the core technology behind it?
Jacob, at its heart is Sewing GPT, a GPT-based architecture that uses cross-attention and text-conditioned embedding to generate sewing patterns from textual descriptions. Essentially, you describe a garment in natural language, and Sewing GPT translates that into a 3D pattern.
Heather, interesting. What about the texture of these garments?
Jacob, that's where their tailored version of Stable Diffusion comes in. It's pre-trained to generate high-quality tile-based PBR textures. This means it can create realistic textures for the garments based on your text inputs.
Heather, sounds like it could be groundbreaking for fashion designers and virtual try-on applications. How user-friendly is this framework?
Jacob, very user-friendly. They've designed it to simplify pattern completion and texture editing through natural language interaction. You don't need to be an expert. Even novices can use it to create high-quality 3D garments.
Heather, and how effective is dress code compared to other methods?
Jacob. According to their comprehensive evaluations and user studies, dress code outperforms state-of-the-art methods in terms of quality and alignment with text prompts. This could have significant implications for fashion design and digital human creation in production settings. The paper is titled Pooling LLAVA, Efficient Adaptation of Image Language Models for Dense Video Understanding. It explores adapting image language pre-trained models for video applications using a resource-light approach.
Got it. So they noticed that directly fine-tuning these pre-trained image language models with multiple frames from video datasets doesn't work well. In fact, it can even degrade performance due to high-norm visual features.
Exactly. To address this, they propose a simple pooling strategy. This method smooths out the feature distribution over time, reducing the impact of extreme features that could skew the model's understanding.
That's interesting. And how does this new model perform?
Their model, Pooling LLAVA, or PLLAVA, sets new state-of-the-art results on several benchmarks. For example, on the VideoChat GPT benchmark, it scores 3.48 out of 5 across 5 evaluated dimensions, outperforming the previous, best, by 9%. On MVBench's multi-choice tasks, it achieves 58.1% accuracy on average across 20 subtasks, 14.5% higher than GPT-4V, IGVLM.
Impressive results. This sounds like a significant improvement without requiring massive computational resources. Real-world applications could include better video captioning and question-answering systems.
Absolutely. The research demonstrates that even minor adjustments in model architecture can lead to substantial performance gains in video understanding tasks without hefty resource demands. Havastarim AI. And that was the AI Papers podcast for Tuesday, May 14th, 2024. Thanks for listening, and we will see you tomorrow.